This is Conversation for Adults with Jimmy Israel.
The number you have dialed has been changed.
Trump and Ronald Reagan have in common that they both held office while they were going through the last or the early stages of dementia. But you think
Trump is going through dementia? What about Biden?
Uncle Joe.
Biden don't even know where he's at half of the time.
Uncle Joe.
He just be spitting all kinds of nonsense at people.
Conversation for adults.
Shalira Taylor, back like cook crack, like she never left. She just rolled up in here like she owned the place. Shalira Taylor, Are you still a Republican candidate for something?
It's
complicated.
It's nonpartisan. It's okay. A nonpartisan race.
Okay, so what I mean,
but you know what? Here's the thing: the reason why I have a slight attitude about it is because the plain dealer opened up with that same thing.
Yeah,
Shalira Taylor, the Republican candidate. Although it's a nonpartisan race. Like, so what? So how am I a Republican candidate if it's nonpartisan?
Welcome back to...
Thank you.
Conversation for Adults.
I just want to know.
So, but...
You're just trying to put me in boxes.
Well, you put yourself in a box.
No, I did not.
If you recall, the last race for president, you were rocking hard for one Donald Trump. To make another go of it. You were magged out. And you would even like, yeah, that's my, you know, I'd make him my boo in a minute. You know? And
no, that was Vice President Pence that I had said. Get it right. It was not
It's on
Trump.
Tape now.
Rewind. It wasn't Trump.
No, wait. No, you said you would date Donald Trump. You said Pence could get it, but you said you would date Donald Trump. And flash forward, it's probably, it's not quite a year, but it's been... You know, and I got it. I'm not going to lie. When on January 6th last year, when they was doing camera sweeps of the Capitol.
No, I was not there. No. You know what? Everybody going to ask me that. No, I was sitting at home with all the rest of the black folks.
I was
watching everybody.
I was looking for you.
Watching everybody go, ooh.
Now, listen, it's me and
you
here. It's me and you here. There's nobody else.
There is,
of course, the microphone. Listen. Were you in D.C. on that day?
No.
I was sitting
on my couch.
Let me put this...
Let's be 100% clear about what happened that day with Shalira Taylor, okay?
Okay, because the world needs to know.
I tuned in at noon
to
listen to the president's speech.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through, I had to go and work. I had to go do...
So you have an alibi.
Yeah, I had to go... Out in the world, okay? Talk to some clients.
Yes.
Woo, woo, woo. About 6 or 7 o'clock.
Yes.
I come back home.
Uh-huh.
I have Facebook messages.
Well, really? Do tell.
And mentions on Shalira Taylor.
Yes.
Do you condone this stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what stuff?
Now, mind you,
I stream my music. Mm. I stream my television.
Yes.
If Fox, CNN, there's some major news that comes across my phone,
yes.
They ding me.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at 7 o'clock, I had to figure out what people were talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I did my research.
Right.
And I started to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why you keep... I'm so mad at your face right now. What are you doing?
I'm waiting because I wasn't there
and...
Let the record show.
I was not there.
Because your boy...
I was in Cleveland.
...was checking your Instagram.
Who?
Me, I was checking your Instagram. You're like, what boy?
What
I was
boy? Check- I don't have any
Your
boys.
Boy was checking your Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And let the record show that there is a gap between the 5th of January, and then like the 23rd.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, there is a gap.
Stop it. Hold on.
Let it also be said that you're not one of those 15-year-old girls that, that updates the Instagram every 40 seconds.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and say that.
I'm not.
But this, let's also go ahead and say that the gap between the 5th and the next time you posted,
I released a statement.
It is a little suspect. Also, the idea that you were in the trunk for Trump, and yeah, big time, and one of Trump's biggest supporters wouldn't take a black woman wouldn't take a trip to D.C. You would take a trip to D.C. just for the shopping. So it's difficult for me to to believe that you were not in that crowd.
Oh, stop it. Hey, but, if I was there, I would have told you I was there.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing in it for you to tell me.
Not only would I have told everybody that I was there, yeah. Because if I was there, I would have been there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd have been caught on camera, just like the one black kid was caught on camera.
There were a number of black women caught on camera.
I'm just saying. It was for sure one black kid that was
standing. There was that standing, kid, but me and my sharp eye, I caught at least three black women there. And I tried to, I was like, is that Shalira?
No.
I did not look like you. There. But there were at least three in that crowd that I saw. There were far more. There was a contingent that were calling themselves Blacks for Trump, which, you know, he rolls his eyes, whatever the fuck that means.
Who rolls his eyes?
Me.
So the Blacks, the Blacks, Asians, veterans, cats, and gays for Trump for sure were individual groups that supported the president. They were outreach groups. Mm-hmm. And there were a few that I actually worked on.
But what about the nut jobs for Trump that tried to take down the American government? How did that make you feel as a Republican and also as a Trump supporter?
So even with looking into that, like I said, remember, I wasn't up to date play-by-play with most of the people. I came in, 7 hours later?
But you have a TV, right?
Technically, yes.
So, but you have a radio and you live in the world and you read and you write, so you know that there was a riot.
I told you I had to go home and figure out what everybody was talking about.
But you know that there was
at 7 o'clock that night. I did not know it was a riot. I did not know that DC.
You're trying to convince me that your president,
right hand to my Lord and Savior, please save me right now because no one believes me, and sometimes I am not on my phone like that, and sometimes I am not like in tune.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't. Like
and you
I
have
said,
an alibi.
At 12:30, that was even before the whole speech was done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I gotta go be over here.
Yeah. And as much as you love Trump, you're like, all right, I gotta go get this money.
What do you mean? Yes.
Okay. I'm supporting that point. Like, yeah, because sometimes you can love a motherfucker and you gotta get your money.
Well, yeah, what does that have to do? What does love got to do with anything?
What's love? Right, I get it.
Okay.
But a secondhand emotion, right?
Right.
Exactly. So I totally get it.
And so, yeah, no, I didn't actually find out for real. I didn't find out until 7 o'clock that night. And like I said, it was only because I sat down and I went on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people asking me, like, you know, is this the kind of stuff you condone? And my first response was, you know, it looks like a peaceful protest to me. And then that's when they lit into me because I didn't know. I tell you, that was my first response. It looked like a peaceful protest to me. And the barrage of insults and stuff. And I'm like, well, what's going on? They're like, they broke windows. You didn't know that they broke windows. Like, no. And then,
so when did you come in contact with the media? You said around 7?
7.
See, the problem with that timeline is that by that time, the only story you could have seen about the protest, the riot, would have been that they were trying to get the Capitol back. So there's no way you could have thought it was a peaceful protest.
No. Okay, so no, it wasn't the story I seen. It was something somebody posted. What channel were
you watching? Zero?
No, I didn't watch anything. I'm talking about literally Facebook. This is before I even went to the media. Mm-hmm. Before, I didn't know. So I opened up my Facebook so I can do my social media.
Right.
Just like right now, Facebook popped up, right? Hey, don't know who that is.
That's a cute picture of you, by the way. I love that picture of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But if I click on it, you know, I like to respond back to people who say something to me. Mm-hmm. So I had these mentions, and one lady... She posted, do you agree with this? Mm-hmm. And they were walking up and down the street, you know, seeing whatever. I'll try to send you the link later on.
Okay.
And I said, you know, that looks like a peaceful process to me. And that's when she was like, they broke windows and all this other stuff, right? So I had to go and then I said, hold on. And then I had to go and do my research. And find out what happened. That's when I found out that there was a police officer that died that night. Mm-hmm. Or security cat, you know. And then the lady that got shot in the neck and died. Mm-hmm. That they were in there. I actually ended up finding video footage from people who had cell phones within the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And... this video footage actually is the security telling the guys and girls that were in the Capitol hallway saying, you can be here. This is a public place, but you have to be here peacefully.
Right.
And that's when the lady tried to climb through in the window and got shot in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I said, well, I didn't realize this was all going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. And... you know, I said, let me do my more research, and I actually give a full public statement after I actually find out what's really going on.
Where did you give the public statement? Because it wasn't on Instagram.
Facebook. It was on Instagram and Facebook.
It wasn't on, it must have been days later.
It was the next day.
Okay. It's not there now.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Go check it out.
So,
it got to be like June 7th.
June 7th, that's not the okay. Yeah, it is the next
day. I mean, January 7th. Sorry, June 7th. January 7th. Stop it. Okay. But it's there. It's okay. There. The next day.
How did that make you feel as a Trump supporter to see other Trump supporters trying to essentially take down the country?
So, okay. They said 45 people tried to get into the Capitol.
What did your eyes say, Shalira?
When it comes to the media, we don't know.
Who are these days?
Listen.
They on Fox News said that?
I mean, like the hot dog vendor? The news. Not the hot dog vendor. Stop it. The news outlets. Okay?
No, that's not true. I don't know what news you... But what did your eyes say? Even if Jesus Christ himself got on the television and said 45 people tried to get in the building, your eyes, what did your eyes say? Because we know how many people got in the building.
How did Jesus look when he was on TV?
Jesus, you know how Jesus looked. You know, black, skin of copper, you know, hair of wool.
Maybe if that Jesus said it, I might believe it.
Man, listen, let me just say... your eyes don't lie. And I think over 300 people, but not at a time, but over the course of between like noon and like 9 o'clock in the evening, were in and out of the Capitol building. So it wasn't about 45 people.
And so that's
and over 300 people have been charged with all kinds of succession-related crimes.
Right.
So you know you're digging yourself in a hole for something.
No, it's not. It's not digging anything. Listen, the thing is that what you just said was true.
Yes.
There were people in and out of the Capitol. The Capitol, you can go in. Anybody can go in. In certain areas, you can't go in.
Perhaps not through the window.
Well, so for instance, the woman who got shot in the neck was trying to climb in where the office is and
after the window was broken, right?
After the window there, you're not allowed to go over there. Just like some of those people that broke into you know, some of these Congress people's office, took pictures and had their feet up on the desk. You're not supposed to do that.
Right.
You know, you're allowed to go in to a lot of the places where you saw people at.
Right.
You were allowed to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you were allowed to go into the chambers if they weren't actually in session.
Mm.
Okay. There's a video. Remember the guy with the crazy
the Maka shaman?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
they broke open locked doors though.
I'm talking about this guy, right?
During a normal course of business, for sure you're allowed to tour the area. Did you see the video of that guy? I've seen a lot of video of that guy.
Well, that guy and the security
officer. Who's facing federal charges, by the way.
And the security officer, right? Mm-hmm. At the point in time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, could I get you guys to please leave.
He's trying not to get lynched, is what he's trying to do. I mean, so he's being as calm as possible.
I understand
he's got his Rodney King on.
Can we just get along?
I mean, he's trying not to get killed.
Was an actor, okay?
He was a meth head. You talking about the shaman?
Yeah.
The market shaman? He's a meth head.
Everybody there was a quote-unquote Trump supporter either. Now, a lot of people play Follow the Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what happens with riots, just like the one here in Cleveland. You think
there was a MAGA riot here? There was a riot.
It was a Black Lives Matter riot.
That wasn't a riot.
Yes, it was when they spray painted and tore up downtown.
Okay, that was definitely, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, and with that being said, we know Antifa was there that started a lot of that stuff.
Do we?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, is from accounts on not the news media.
Yeah.
But people, personal cell phones,
salesmen.
Yeah.
Got it.
You get your news from them.
Right, right.
Okay.
And people on the ground.
On the ground.
Okay.
Ground team.
I'm not mad at that.
Ground team in Cleveland claimed that there were people dressed in black running around starting a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the windows, spray painting. Like the soldiers mount. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't believe any Clevelander would have actually defaced that.
So people came in from out of town to start shit.
Some people kinda did.
Kind of like they did with the George Floyd dealing and that home and that white boy shot.
All of that.
Shot those two brothers. Yeah. And
All of them. They come from out of town.
But you're not answering the question.
Right.
I mean, as a Trump supporter, how did this make you feel? I mean, because our president at the time was all like, hey man, what do you want me to do? I would disavow that shit.
Could we stay? I get what you're saying. Now
when it comes to
President Trump, he never said go to the Capitol and rain terror.
Said that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was like, if you want your country back, go take it. Take it, motherfucker. Take it.
That is not.
He did not incite the riot. You want some crack? You want some crack?
That's not.
You better go take that woman's purse and get you some money so you can get you some motherfucking crack.
No.
If you love crack, then you will rob that woman.
No, that's not what he said.
What did he say? Help me out, because I'm here for you.
I mean, first off, we're talking months ago about something.
This is American history.
We've lived through American history. There was a succession attempt. It is American history.
It's not like a tweet.
He said it's not like a tweet or a World Star video. Down, I think it was Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah,
and
so yeah, we have to talk about it.
Peacefully, for sure, he said.
Yeah.
I don't remember, unquote, what it was.
I do, because he said, listen.
He did not. The spirit of what he said is like, if you don't want your... You talk about spirit or whatever. What he said versus what other people might have wanted to go do is two different things.
But he had the power to say...
He don't have no power.
He's the president. What are you talking about? He doesn't have any power. He has the power over the free world. Only the free world.
He only had the power over the guards that he sent in later.
Like the next day?
No, he sent the man later on that night. It was later.
No, he didn't.
By, by the time I realized what was going on, the guards were there.
You're talking about the National Guards were there
by the time I realized what was going on. It was 7 o'clock. Everything was already over.
I see. So, it sounds to me like you're okay with it. Like
okay.
January 6th. Yeah, you're fine.
I'm not okay with it. Like, here's the thing.
It sounds to me you've made peace with it and have extracted from the president that you support, who also supported that. He was all down for the succession, except when it failed. Then he was like, yeah, what are you gonna do? You know, and it sounds to me like if you weren't there, you would have been there. Could you have been there?
Would have been there. Could have been. Okay, so I wasn't there.
But would you have been there if you could have?
I planned on going.
What did I just say?
I planned on going.
What did I just say?
Okay. But I didn't go because I was working. back to what the heck I was doing
that
day.
This sounds like the Eric Brewer defense. This sounds like that. I'm dressed as a woman because I went to...
Leave Eric alone.
Shout out to Eric Brewer. I'm going to tell you, he sat in that same seat.
He was in character.
He sat in that same seat. And I told him, listen, you can lie to yourself. You know, the fact is you don't owe us an explanation. And he was real frank. It's none of your motherfucking business.
Right.
Which I really appreciate.
That is the truth.
I'd rather you say that.
He really was coming from some kind of event.
Clandestine vaudeville.
I did go to Cedar and Lee Movie Theater and dress up for
Rocky Horror.
Yep.
I would believe that once I saw it. I mean, I bet you look good in garters too.
But it was fun.
Shout out to your man, by the way, because I don't want no smoke. Because I know both of y'all are carriers. I am too. But who wants a gunfight? But I digress. All I'm saying is, that whole Make America Great Reagan-esque moment we had in this country with Donald Trump, where yet another TV actor captures the imagination of the white poor and both the white poor and the white rich at the same time. There's this interesting synthesis where in a very Reagan / Nixon way, the whole white establishment have the same agenda, you know, to uplift the America they want and that they need frankly, the black middle class benefits from us. I've always said that
the black middle class
owes a debt to Ronald Reagan. I've always said that. I've always, because Ronald Reagan was all about, you know, if you're trying to make a go of it, I got you.
You got it, right.
But if you're slipping in any way, if you need any help, fuck you. And that's Reagan's legacy. You know that. Hey, if you were getting it, then good. But if you was fucking up, then you got buried even deeper. But back to your boy Trump. Trump was trying to bring all that back. He was trying to make America great again. Which is to say, he was trying to make poor people even poorer, black people look even blacker, even richer.
No, that was not a Make America Great Again. America was just... Making America great again. We forget. We had our great heyday back with Black Wall Street. We had our great heyday.
The 20s.
No, I'm just saying this is that we never tried again.
Okay. We didn't have a choice back with Black Wall Street because white people wouldn't give us money.
What about right now? Do you bank with? Do you bank black? I bank black.
I do not bank black.
Okay, well I do.
Listen, I'm not gonna fuck with you. You know, I'm not gonna fuck with you. I might not be able to trust them niggas with my money.
I'm telling you, that's the problem because
black people are not known for their ability to bank.
Wow.
I said it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, black people have not been in the banking business long enough.
We've been in the banking business for a very long time.
They haven't been in long enough for me. It's kind of like that.
Why, you going to put your money with Lynch?
It's kind of like
Merrill Lynch?
It's kind of like Shout out to Stephen Lynch, by the way.
That's where you go put your money?
Stephen used to own a club I used to go to. But anyway, I digress. He's part of the Lynch family. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Korean soul food spot. It's like, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
want to
go
like,
there.
It's like, what y'all know about soul food? Y'all going to open up a, y'all Korean, but y'all going to open up a black.
No, I mean the black guy who opened up the Korean place.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the reverse.
Oh, I wanted to try that.
Me, myself, personally, I don't know black people well enough that are good with money in order to give them my money.
Wow.
You need
some more black friends.
All my black friends, they don't make lemonade from lemons. Do we know what they do with lemons? They gold plate them and put them on chains.
Nah,
and
you're supposed to make the lemonade.
You're supposed to.
And then you're supposed to sell it for $3.50.
Our priorities are not in where they need to be.
Not all black people's priorities.
Not all black people. However, when black people start getting good at banking, I'll be first in line. But until that till that glorious day, niggas ain't getting my money. So that said, MAGA was the MAGA agenda was all about trying to return America to this white Protestant,
you keep saying
racist
that.
Republic.
First off, it was never going to be Protestant because most of us are Catholic anyway.
Sure, let's go with
okay,
that.
That's the first thing. Yeah. And when we talk about Republicans, most of us are Catholic, okay? Second thing is that it was more or less putting America first, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Irish or whatever, you know, whatever descent that you came from, if you are legally an American or born American, President Trump was trying to put us first, make sure that we had our jobs, our health care, whatever else. And he did a great thing with the insurance company giving us all of that
treasurer.
Money.
I've said it before.
We got so much money. And then you talk about Negroes and banking.
He would have made an outstanding treasurer.
But
President, you know, your president is a game show host. You've lost. You're holding the LB. For real. It's almost not as bad because at least Ronald Reagan had held office before. You know, he was a Hollywood actor with aspirations of the delusions of grandeur. But at least he had held offices before. He knew where the bathroom was, which is to say, he knew how shit worked.
Okay.
He knew how shit worked.
I thought you was talking about being lost. I was about to say, ain't no other president more lost than our current one.
Let's talk
about him.
Hold on. But Trump and Ronald Reagan have in common is that they both held office while they were going through the early stages of dementia. But you think
Trump is going through dementia? What about Biden?
Biden
don't even know where he's at half the time.
Uncle Joe.
He just be spitting all kinds of nonsense at people.
For instance,
reporter says, hey, do you agree with immigration laws? Mm-hmm. ID. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with tax? Having your IDs to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. And he says back to the reporter, the Republicans believe we drink kids' blood. Like, what? What? I'll send you the clip. What? What?
Mm.
He doesn't know what time it is. He doesn't know what city he's in. He doesn't know if he's president or if he's senator. Mm. Oh, you don't know about that, huh?
The president that I've seen speak on television. I don't get my news from the hot dog vendor or from the ground floor or from the white boy that works the door
from CNN
or at Wendy's
or
you
from
know.
Fox. You don't get it from those places either.
When I deal with Joe Biden. I believe what my eyes and ears say. I'm not gonna believe a clip. I'm not gonna believe your lips clip because clips can be manipulated. But also anything's better than Donald Trump.
Anything?
My cat. See my cat over there. Look at her. Uh-huh. She's doing a better job of. Yeah, she could do a better job of being president than Donald Trump. I promise you, the deceit that she might scratch, she might fucking run and scratch your eyes out. You know, but shout out to Matilda. Matilda's like, what the whole fuck is going on out here? Leave me out of your nigger foolishness. But anyway, yeah. But I mean, Donald Trump he's not a politician. He wasn't a
no. He was a businessman,
and a businessman shouldn't be president.
The country is a business.
In some respects, that is true.
You're running a business. You're the president of a business.
But businessmen are notoriously asocial and apolitical, which is to say they have insect politics. That means that, like, insects, they'll eat their parents if it means that they can survive. And so that means that they don't care about social programs. They don't care about you getting killed by the police.
They did care about social programs. I mean, he cared about people getting killed by the police, because 33 days after George Floyd was murdered, President Trump defunded all uncertified police departments.
I mean, that was just that's what you're supposed to do. What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? It wasn't done.
I know. So it was more of a stunt than anything.
How was that a stunt? No, making Juneteenth.
That was definitely a stunt. Juneteenth was definitely a stunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially like you said.
Now we agree on that.
You have the actual party in there that's been boohooing about police brutality. They haven't done anything, written any legislations, and they have power. They have actual control over the House right now. That they are crying about kids and borders, and that's how that most of them got elected. Oh, the Republicans don't care about kids and borders. And they still haven't came out with any legislation to better that situation.
Are you one of those people that believe that Donald Trump actually won the election?
Why are we talking about Trump still?
I'm
so curious on why people just spend all this time talking about
Let's not talk
4 years talking about the president, before he won, and now even after he's gone, people still want to talk about him. They don't want to talk about actual policies or what's going on right now.
Let's talk about
country.
Let's talk
like
about
I
the
said,
now.
Like I said, there are still kids in cages. Where are those policies?
Wait, you talking about the pizza place?
No, not the pizza place at our border.
Okay, yeah. That is true. That is true.
At our border, the kids are in cages. Where is the legislation to fix that?
Crickets. You got me. Yeah.
Where is the legislation to
Kamala,
fix
it? Kamala need to get on it. There's no question that Kamala is.
How is it Kamala's fault? How you gonna blame it on the black woman?
Wait.
We're talking about the president. How you go from Sleepy Joe not doing his job to now it's Kamala's fault?
Kamala she handles the light work. You know, and although I know kids in cages isn't exactly light work. However, she handles
the president.
The vice president is the one that handles that kind of shit.
Or the president can create executive orders.
True that. True that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the majority whip.
Yeah.
Can whip everybody else together and get some kind of legislation together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your Democrats? Mm-hmm. They're in control right now.
Yes.
Nothing's
so
being done.
The Democrats are fucking everything up.
Democrats? No, I'm saying is that the Democrats' whole campaign was on black justice.
Yeah. I'll give you
justice
that.
For Hispanics or, you know, people crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jobs, right?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yet, Joe Biden reversed everything Trump did as far as tariffs and taxes and international trade and jobs and all this other stuff. So that's going to make jobs go back overseas.
True.
Okay. Once again, I'm going to go back to the same two things. It was Democrats' top campaign issues.
Mm-hmm.
Kids in cages at the border.
Yeah.
Which was literally President Obama legislation.
There's something in,
around
facts,
that time.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
So it wasn't President Trump. It wasn't Trump.
Yeah.
It wasn't Trump and the Republicans.
He was carrying over from what Obama had been doing.
And still nothing from about nothing about police brutality. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So they didn't force other cities like Cleveland that mm-hmm. had police brutality to have a consent decree, at least, mm-hmm. and a civil review board. Which could be something that they can do. I mean, I'm not running for Congress right now, so I'm just running for council.
I think Nina would. I think that would be you, what? Chantel, and Nina. That's like a world star video.
It'd have been great. Nina could have said I was a Republican candidate.
Yeah, that'd have been a bloody fight.
But in a nonpartisan race.
Why didn't Stephanie House run? Stephanie might have stood a chance. She would have at least placed.
I think she went for a position that she can win.
Oh, well, I
not place.
I hear you because placing is not winning, so no. I get it. Shout out to Stephanie House, who's actually going to be in the House.
Tell her I say hey.
I will, you know. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, anyway. she's famously connected to Lazy. Or like two of the Bones. Like one is
one's a cousin.
One's a cousin, one's a brother, I believe. So, but I digress. So, are you not in any races this year? I just told you
I'm in city council race.
Right. I'm sorry.
Cleveland City Council.
You're not on my radar. But I noticed in your car you did have some signs, which I thought was curious. I was like, what the fuck is she got signs? But yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, I haven't seen your smile. Although I follow you on the gram, but I'm not 15 years old. I don't be checking the gram all the time. So you're running for city council.
Yeah.
How are you gonna save Slavic Village? Because Slavic Village, it's going down. I mean, if they're not taking copper out of your house,
man,
and the siding off your house, or they're not trying to put your house in the back of their truck, I mean, it's just going down. I mean, I know this because
crime is really bad in Slavic Village.
I know this because I have friends that own property in Slavic Village, and man, it's like. Forget about it.
How did your friends that own property feel about that lead program?
Everybody, including me, everybody that owns property, rental property, is tight about that. It's like, because I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all.
Because I'm hoping
to God that my place is reasonably lead free, or if they get somebody out here, he's bribable because getting your house. I mean, the process they say is somewhere between, you know, $5,000 and $10,000,
right?
And but they're giving out grants, mm-hmm. but then you got to wait for the fucking grant, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm tight about it. Are you going to do away with that? Is that part of your platform?
So it's.
Are you going to come in and do your own lead?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's a lot that goes into that. So first off, the studies that they did were checking the kids that were in rental homes, and they didn't actually check the schools. Mm-hmm. So 4 years ago, the Cleveland Municipal School District, over 500 schools had to change their lead pipes from their drinking water. You know,
mm-hmm.
so they had lead pipes in their schools. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these kids might have gotten lead poisoning from the school.
Yeah. Okay,
that's the reality of the situation. Now they want to talk about lead from windows and lead paint from windows, mm-hmm. And kids eating the lead paint. Like, I understand that, and that can happen. But we think that we should have abatement programs where mm-hmm. people can change their windows out. Why would we still have these same old windows and still keep testing these people over and over and over mm-hmm. again when we can just fix the problem by changing out the windows?
Mm-hmm.
According to the water department, our water is high in lead in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not Euclid, not Bretnall, mm-hmm. you know, not Rocky River. Cleveland,
right.
Not Lakewood,
right.
Cleveland,
right.
Cleveland's water.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the water department, it's because the lead pipes from the city to the house, right there underneath where the, you know, the grass is,
mm-hmm.
those pipes are lead. And that's how lead is getting into a lot of these houses.
So if you get on city council, what are you going to do about it?
Hold on. Wait.
You getting there?
I'm getting there.
You're not going to twerk in the...
I'm definitely not going
to twerk. If you do, just...
I'm not.
Call me.
No.
Okay.
There'll be no calls.
Okay.
On twerking.
All right.
Okay. Well, my opponent, okay.
Who is your opponent?
There's a young girl.
Is that her name, young girl?
Yeah, we're just going to call her Becky the young girl.
She a white girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But her name is Rebecca.
Okay, well then, yeah. What's her full name? I mean, this is a conversation for adults. She's your opponent. It's not like some bitch you're going to fight at lunch. I mean, what's
her
name?
Are you sure? No, I'm just playing. Right. I might have to for the city. Her name is Rebecca Mueller.
Okay, thank you.
Or Maurer. Sorry.
Maurer?
Okay. Maurer.
Okay.
She's your opponent. She was one of the head lawyers on the Clash program. So she got this pass. She got that pass.
Okay.
What
does Clash stand for? It's an acronym.
Cleveland Lead.
Assholes. Set on this here. I don't know. All right. So it's an acronym. But go ahead.
It's people like her because she... grew up in Pepper Pikes.
Yes.
She went to the University of Stanford, University of Chicago.
Are you hating on her because she got a good education?
Oh, yeah.
And she's from privilege?
You know what? Yeah, a little bit. Because my parents couldn't afford to send me to Harvard. Oh.
I mean, but that's life, though. I mean, you can't hate on her because she was in this position.
You know what? But guess what? I'm hating because at the same time, she doesn't know what people who aren't privileged go through.
Fact.
Like bringing up the fact that you have investment properties, right?
Yes. Now, allegedly. I may or I may not.
Allegedly.
Let's go with that.
So now with this Clash program, you're going to have to pay set amount of dollars every 2 years, right?
Man.
Are the people rent going to go up? Or are you going to take that out of your pocket?
Probably come out of my pocket.
Yeah, right. People's rent is going to go up.
Or yeah. Well, I mean... It depends. It depends whether they Section 8 or what. We'll see.
Oh, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Every single last investor I spoke to are going to put it on their renters. So that's not doing anything but making it so people who already don't own their home have to pay more for their home to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of properties that don't have children.
Right.
And they still have to get tested, too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know niggas eat lead.
Really?
You know, grown Negroes. You ain't never seen grown-ass niggas come by your place. Like, nigga, let me snack on this head. This here paint. You ain't seen that? No, they don't do that.
They don't do that.
You're right.
So, you know, it's really looking like a scam to me. Hmm. They're scamming small business.
You're good. Don't you move. Just go ahead.
They're scamming small business owners like yourself who own a few properties into... No, I mean, if you own, what is it? Less than 5 units, okay? Then you don't fit into their big unit. Mm-hmm. Tax breaks. Hmm. So people like K&D, people who have large buildings, LLC corporations that have a lot of units, they get tax breaks on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that going to do?
So what you're going to do is you're going to go in there and crusade for the little guy.
Yeah.
And for the children that don't eat paint. I'm here for that. I'm here for that. Let me just say, I can get behind that. I can get behind that. Because I never knew no. Although, because I was probably exposed to paint when I lead paint when I was a kid.
I can tell.
Right. and just because you in these old houses, and this is all your people can afford. You know, so. You end up in these situations like that. But my blood's been tested. And there was no. I remember distinctly in kindergarten having my blood tested in class. They gave us a lead test in class because it was just that insidious. And so I get that lead is an issue. And in my units, I do the windows up. I got a dude that takes the chips. And all. I mean, I got a dude for that.
Do you have vinyl windows?
The
vinyl windows, the new windows.
In the kitchen, I do. In some of the rooms in the, yeah.
You need to replace them all.
Yeah, what you got on that?
What do I have on that?
Yeah, I mean, you got...
No. What?
Uh-huh. Right, that's what I said. Sorry. So that's why I got a guy that goes in and he does a very good job of getting the shit.
Replace like two windows at a time.
You know how expensive windows are? But
yeah.
Yeah, man.
And every time you get some rent money,
yeah,
you put it aside and...
You got
the windows.
You got a lot of advice on what to do with my money. You got any more advice on that?
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, you trying yeah. try to get
you bang black and listen. fix your rental property.
Listen, I got a
bang
dollar.
Bang black and fix listen, your rental property.
I got a dollar right here in my pocket. You can go get you some business. I'm just saying.
Well, this is my business.
Yeah,
making sure our kids are lead free.
Why the fuck is your kid eating lead anyway?
I don't have any kids. If they did, they wouldn't be eating
if
lead.
If black women could cook, we wouldn't have to worry about kids eating lead.
Wow.
Because they're eating
black dead. Women can cook. Where's your black woman at? She was baking some.
Well, she's an anomaly. Yeah, but I mean, for the most, yeah.
She's not.
She is. She is. I've met.
I cook.
Okay, you're not my woman. Unless.
No, you said black women.
Okay, all right.
You didn't say yo.
In my experience.
I'm just brought up two women, myself. Yeah. Okay. And
you're
yo,
also an anomaly. But
yo
you're also
lady.
Running for, you're running for office. So you're an anomaly coming and going.
Okay.
So yeah. So in my dating life. I've dated mainly black women, and of those black women, maybe 30% of them could cook. And of the 30%, I married
20% of them.
Right, that's hilarious. my three wives, including my dearly departed wife, could not cook. As a matter of fact, she started a fire. She famously started a fire in our kitchen making toast.
How?
Right.
How?
I don't have any idea.
What was it? The
I don't know. To this day, it is a mystery. But on God, she's making toast, and then next time I'm like, what's that smell? And I go into and the toaster's on fire, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
You know? And she also famously made because I asked her to make me some chicken wings, and she got some chicken wings and she dipped them in a sauce and she put them in the stove for about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then got them out and then she took the pan and slammed it on top of the stove. She said, all right, come eat this chicken. And I went in there, chicken.
Not done.
No. Not anywhere close. But this is my new wife, so I'm just like,
so,
you know. So, I was like, I got me a plate, and I got some chicken. I took a bite. I was like,
you can't eat that. You gotta have to cook that a little more.
I did not eat a whole one. I said, I took a bite and I was like, you know what? I had a big ass lunch. I think hey, well, why don't we wrap these up? I'll eat these for lunch tomorrow. Man, we threw them motherfuckers away. But all this to say,
wow.
God bless my dearly departed wife. All this to say that very few of the black women I've met or that I've dated could cook, or they refuse to cook. They're just like my, you know, and a lot of the rationale behind why my wife didn't cook was because her parents said, well, we didn't raise you to cook. We raising you to be a captain of industry. Why would you ever need? We are raising you to pay somebody to cook. You know, we're not raised, which is stupid, by the way.
It's
which
not.
Is dumb.
It, you know what?
It is dumb because
I'm gonna say first off, I do cook. So, okay. But it's not because of the fact that I had this debate with somebody on social media.
Yeah.
Too. He posted. Well, if she doesn't cook, if she doesn't clean, then, you know, something like you can leave or something like that, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm thinking like, okay, do you know how many white women and Jewish women I know?
Yeah.
That don't cook and don't clean? And that's because they have maids and cooks.
But they can, they just don't.
Right, but...
That's something different. That's something different.
That, but they have maids and cooks that's because that different. Is the lifestyle in which that they strive for. Whether they was marrying somebody and mm-hmm. got into that lifestyle,
yeah.
or they came from that and planned for that lifestyle.
So I'm all about that life. But see, my thing is, and it's going to get a little dark in here in a minute. So just give me a second. It's like there's a lot to be said for cooking because, you know, my wife died of colon cancer.
Purified water.
Purified.
It's supposed to be spring water.
You got to get to the point where you can afford it.
But how, chef. But how much but is a chef and a maid? Because I know, once again, a brother has had the same maid lady. He pays her like 10 bucks an hour.
Yeah. How much you pay for your chef and maid?
My uncle's my chef.
Your uncle's your chef.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle's your chef. Uncle
mm-hmm.
chef.
Mm-hmm.
You listen, you got your family working for you. For real? You got your uncle cooks for you?
Ain't that how the mob do it?
But she pooped you out. I mean, as opposed to the uncle who just happened to be related to the people that made you. I mean, do you not pay him?
Yeah, I don't pay.
Wait, which is it now? When you first you emphatically yeah.
I had to think about that. No, all the meals he's made for me, and my mom.
Does old boy cook? My old boy. I mean, your significant other. He that shall not be named.
He can make some stuff.
I see.
He can make some stuff.
Now, see me myself personally. I can cook. I have a few specialties. I mean, I'm a single father, so I mean, I'm not you know fucking Emerald in this motherfucker, but right. I can do some shit.
No.
But what I'm getting at is
I can cook better than him.
Yeah, I don't know many black women that can cook. It maybe just the women out of the quad. Why are you looking at that glass like it's not clean?
Well, first off, I wasn't, but now since I am looking at
you, it's like you're looking.
It might not be that
man,
clean.
Listen, it's like you and they're looking at the ice like it's supposed to have hair in it or something. I'm not Fred G. Sanford. I get you clean ice. What the fuck? Yeah, put that in your mouth. That's what I'm spit it out.
Shut up.
So, speaking of him that shall not be named, how's he doing?
He's well.
Thank you. See, just one basic question, and we're off that.
Thank you.
Okay. because I don't normally do embargoes of restrictions of any kind, but you have let it be known that apparently that was a thing in our last conversation. So that we talked a little bit about your relations. So we can talk about my relations. You know, I'm my relations are good. You know, I generally have good choice. I make good choices in exes, you know, so right. But in women in general. But yeah. I mean, all my ex-wives are like tens, you know. Both of them. The ones because my departed wife is not my ex.
Did you have a candle burning?
I had some money house blessing burning. Why am I talking about something deep and you looking for the money house blessing?
Well, because it smells like either a candle went out or something's burning.
I had some money house blessing.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You want to make sure the house wasn't on fire?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Then you had to eat some lead.
But you were saying something deep.
Have you ever had a nerdy moment? When you took a picture with Trump. I mean, that's definitely a nerd out.
See, you going back to Trump. See, go back to Trump.
So, but you can't.
You just asked me if I had a nerdy moment. How about the fact that?
I mean, that was a pretty nerdy moment.
No,
you in
no,
that picture. You that picture. You like your hair's all steamed.
R.I.P.
Okay.
Dusty Hill from ZZ Top.
Oh yeah, she's got legs.
I have a picture with him. Nerdy moment.
Really?
I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for mm-hmm. the induction. I was working for Mercedes-Benz. And mm-hmm. I was like, ZZ Top! And they was the same height as me. He was the same height as me.
Is he?
Yeah, he was short.
Did he hit on you?
No.
Okay.
No. And then
it's dating one of the dudes from Def Leppard. Not the dude with one arm. One of the other dudes that got both arms. I'm sorry. Shout out to the drummer, by the way. Yeah, that'd be kind of awkward, you know, because she dating dude one arm, I'd be shaking his head. Oh, my bad. You know, nah. You know, the one arm drummer.
Also. Same day.
Oh. I thought we were gonna do that Def Leppard song. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
No,
you're not with it.
No.
Okay.
Unless you're gonna do it, then I could pour this water on you, and then I could pour
the suspect bodega apple juice
on you
that looks
which
like
is
it,
high
it has
in sugar.
Elements of urine.
And,
and rat hair. Yeah.
It's
simply apple.
Flirting around.
They should call it sus apple because you'll know could be apple.
But anyway, you were saying.
So that's your only nerd moment with just Dusty Hill?
No, I have plenty of them. Mm-hmm. same day I met George Clinton. So I was like,
I want to tell you a story about a dog.
I was like, flashlight, doo doo.
Dog shakes his tail. We'll be busy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so okay. That was cool.
Have you ever had a groupie moment? To be honest.
And
can we define a groupie moment by groupie, I mean whether it was somebody with some kind of fame or notoriety that you were thinking, I'm about to get this dig.
So I've had some moments, so like listening. But it wasn't, it was actually some weird stuff. Like, for instance, Flavor Flav, right? Dead serious. It wasn't my groupie moment. It was his groupie moment.
His
groupie moment. And so I was at this, I was in Las Vegas. It was this grand opening for this store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, oh, it's Flavor Flav, right? And I had always thought... Right. I was like, I wonder if I could have been on one of those shows, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
No, seriously, you know? And then I'm like, I couldn't have been, like, kissing all over Flav and all this other stuff. But he seemed like he was a nice person, but, you know, whatever. And so I was like, oh, Flav, can I have a picture? You know, can I get a selfie? He's like, all right. So I took a selfie. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I walked away. He grabbed my hand just like this and yanked me back.
Yeah.
He was like, no, thank you. And I was like, huh? You know, like, I'm never like, I guess, like, even if I did have groupie moments, mm-hmm. I could never actually seal the deal. Like, I'm too goofy for that, right?
I see.
And so, like, after walking away, I was like, I probably could have worked that somehow.
You could have worked it somehow. I don't know what you would have gotten out of that besides bad breath and maybe a leg cramp. I mean,
Social disease. Because he got 17,000 of them.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Social disease or another kid, which I'm thinking a kid from Flavor Flav is probably akin to a social disease, but I digress. But yeah.
But back in the day, kid and play.
Both of them?
No.
Okay.
The one.
Which
play.
One? The lights play.
Yeah, the light skin.
That's interesting. You have that in common with my first wife. My first wife went to go interview them just during the house party era,
mm-hmm.
and
was the era.
And they was trying to get some of that. Yeah, yeah. Because my first wife is hot.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like a Dawn from En Vogue.
Okay.
Smoking. Because your boy got good taste.
I'm sure.
And she went to go interview him, and she was like, I barely got out that motherfucking room. They was trying to, you know, they was trying to tag team her, you know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So you could have been tag teamed by Kid and Play.
No, Kid wasn't there. Only Play was there. But we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
They was older.
Mm-hmm. Old.
Like the one now. The one, the Play now.
Play now.
And he was totally drunk.
Played out.
And I was like, Kid, he's so drunk. Yeah. And I was like, nah, that's not going to be fun.
But he's all Christianed up now.
I don't know.
Was this like within a year? Like
within the last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean he's totally like ministered up now.
Yeah,
he was teaching, to his credit, he got a job I couldn't because I was trying to get a job teaching at at Howard. Okay. And he was teaching at Howard for like a minute. And he's all Jesus'd up. You know, he's all, he's like every other, you know those people that find Jesus, like every third thing they say is praise the Lord. Like, you know, pass the mustard because Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus wants his soul. Jesus wants his soul. You know.
From the faith of a mustard seed.
Right, from the faith of a mustard seed comes faith. Please pass it. You know, where's the restroom? Because the devil never rests. You know? Like that. And he was Jesus'd up, to my understanding, like that.
Yeah.
This is a part, but within the part. Come here. Come around. Come around. And hand me that plug, by the way. Hand me the plug that's on the... No, the line. So, you're running. What else? Last time we talked, you were getting your gun thing going.
Ammunition company.
How's that going?
Very good.
Is it?
Do you need ammunition?
No. Actually, I have. I'm not putting that out there. But no, I do not. I'm
straight. If you or anybody else, you know, need ammunition, website. You can go to ammo. buyus.com.
Is it ammo B-Y-Us or B-U-Y?
B-U-Y.
B-U-Y?
It's buy us.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
Like FUBU. For us, buy us.
No, bro. No, that's totally wrong. Because for us, buy us is B-Y. It's not buy us. It's not B-U-Y. So,
it's
which is
buy.
It?
B-Y.
Right. So, is it ammo buy us?
Yes.
B-Y us?
Yes.
I thought it was B-U-Y
no.
us. Okay. So for the record.
And FUBU was for us, buy
us. Right, right. That's why I was like, because I thought you were talking about for us, B-U-I, Y us. I was like, nah. No. Although that would have been cool, but no. That wasn't what it was.
No.
So your joint is ammo buy us, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
.com. And what weapons do you service there? What kind of ammunition do you have?
Anything under a 50 caliber.
Nice.
And so we have some new calibers up and out. Excuse me. Like 40 cal.
Yeah.
But we usually specialize in 9 millimeters, 5.53s, 223s.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We have those usually all the time.
Cool, cool.
And like I said, we have some other ones. Mm-hmm. So... some 10 millimeter, 40, 38 specials.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things.
What else are you working on besides? It seemed like, because you were in the middle of two projects. I think that was the big one. And there might have been another one. Am I misremembering?
Besides running for office?
Yeah, besides running for office, yes. Yeah.
So you want to put more on my plate besides running a business and running for office?
I don't. I mean, you are a black woman. You can do anything.
Yeah, I also have a whole relationship we got to pay attention to, too.
Right, that we can't talk about.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, mind you.
You have a dog, right, if I recall?
I do have a dog.
What's his name?
Mandela.
Why would...
I didn't name him. Okay. I actually got the dog from somebody else. He was already...
Was he held in captivity too for like 30 years? The dog, was he held in captivity and then came out and married his wife and then divorced her? Found out she was a hoe and then married.
Wow.
True story.
No.
Yeah, his wife was pulling trains and shit. Wow. Allegedly. Because I don't want Winnie trying to hunt me down.
Right. That's horrible to say that.
Yeah, Winnie had me killed. You hunt that nigga, Jimmy Easier. And you
get. Shut up. Okay.
But, What kind of, what breed is he?
He's an American Bulldog.
That's what's up. No, they have a lot of hip dysplasia issues, though.
Yeah, he's fine.
And you have, how many levels do you have to your house? Two? Are you in a basement?
Three. I have a basement, too.
Does he go on all the levels?
No, he just is in the basement and on the first floor.
Okay, good, good. Because that's what gives him the issues up and down the stairs. Yeah.
No, he only has like three stairs. He usually goes up and down because he's usually in the house and then I let him outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Did you get rid of the Beamer or the Beamer's at home?
The Beamer's at home.
Okay.
I still have the Beamer.
The Beamer's, Beamer's is a fine German car, which is,
it is,
you know, suspect, but But I,
did you
I
say
I
like, suspect?
I did. I'm not a fan of BMWs. I have a
Mercedes.
I do have a Mercedes, and Mercedes are different. It's just a different car. Not as much of a headache as a BMW. BMWs, like, as soon as you turn on the ignition, it's like, no. There's an issue.
No, it's not.
Although I'm just saying this, I like this Nissan that you're pushing
today.
Oh, yeah,
Nissans are really good, reliable work cars.
I do like this cars. Nissan you're pushing today. I'm thinking about getting a new car, but I don't know. It probably, spoiler alert, probably will not be a Nissan. It'll probably be something a little bit more swag, just a touch. Although this,
it's okay.
But you lend some. I can't decide if the Nissan lends swag to you or you lend swag to the Nissan, because you pulling up like I'm like, damn girl,
yeah.
But you can pull up in a skateboard and get that kind of reaction, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You that chick?
Yep.
Why don't you shout out your socials so that people, when they wanna harass you about Trump or the Republican agenda or Ammos by Us, they can AmmosByUs.com for all your gun needs. But you can't actually buy guns there. You can just buy ammo.
It's just ammo.
Yeah, that's a cute name. Ammos by Us. Brilliant.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shout out all your relevant socials, please.
So everything is Ammos by Us. Ammo by Us at Instagram, AmmosByUs.com. If you want to email me, it's Shalira Taylor at Ammo by Us.
But what about your life aside from Ammo by Us?
Can I pause? So people can, you know, separate between the two?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Now, let's talk about campaigning, right? For Ward 12.
I wish they could see your face. Go ahead.
That would be st4oh.info is the website. So you can learn all about my platform and where I grew up, mm-hmm. and the things I've been doing in the community at www.st4oh.info. Why are you counting my W's? Like,
because it seemed like a lot of W's.
That's three W's.
Why you had the Barry White pause in there like WWW? I'm like, what? Like you're trying to seduce somebody into coming to your website.
.st4oh.info.
And then
everything, mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is st4oh.
I'm asking for a friend. You don't have an OnlyFans, do you? you laugh.
No.
You laugh,
I don't.
But that's a real thing.
I wanted to look at everybody else's OnlyFans thing. I don't even know how you do that.
You need a subscription. You
have to have an OnlyFans?
You have to log on to the OnlyFans. You got to set up an ID. And then when you want to see other people's OnlyFans shit, you put in their name or whatever their handle is, and then you subscribe, and then you can see their content.
Because it was this girl that was on social media who was trying to me. No, she was trying to talk to me about being a Trump supporter or how.
I thought she was trying to trap you, trap you, like for her man and her.
She was trying to like say.
Mm-hmm.
I was some kind of disgrace, but she got an OnlyFans.
What does those two things have to do with each other?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's just that I don't think being...
There's a lot of hoes that was down with Trump. I mean, no shots.
I'm in politics, and she's doing OnlyFans, so... And she didn't make that much money off of her OnlyFans either. I was curious, what's her name? Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
She made like $1 million?
Well, but she had to show her butthole. You know, I mean, let's
how did she do that?
I'm about to tell you about the profit margin. And I know, excuse me, because I've read about it. I think they only make like two-thirds of their fee. Like, so if you charge, I mean, how much would I pay to see you naked?
Oh, my God.
Let me just think. $100, I'd pay $100 for a subscription.
Wow.
I wouldn't. But no. but if I was so inclined, because I don't believe in paying women to get naked. I mean, because no. I just don't. But I mean, you pay me to get naked. But
I'll pay you not to. Go ahead.
You're probably out of $100, you're probably going to make 60, and then that's going to get taxed. I think they do all the taxes and stuff. So you might make half of your fee. You know, but the profit model for OnlyFans is really in the numbers. So in order to get the numbers, you gotta be nasty, or you gotta be desirable.
So she showed, or you gotta be nasty and desirable.
Yeah. So what I'm guessing is that her OnlyFans probably shows something nasty, like her butthole, or her taking it in the butthole, or her playing with herself, or something like that. Because those
that's porn.
That no shit, yeah. That's what only that that's basically what
OnlyFans is, a porn site.
No, OnlyFans isn't the porn site, but those are the most successful OnlyFans subscription content sites. Mm-hmm. Although that Camille,
did you see that guy I sued?
You sued somebody?
Yeah, last year during the pandemic, I had to sue somebody.
Do tell.
Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but this has a lot to do with this. It's in the same arena, so.
Speaking of porn, they tell you about the guy I sued.
Right? No, you got me.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So last year, you know, I had my own marketing company. I've had that for quite some time.
Whiskey and such.
No, it's DMT Cleveland.
Okay.
No, whiskey and such.
I mean, tomato, tomato. But go ahead.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
And
so,
a gentleman said, "Hey, you know, I'd like to hire you to do some marketing for my calendar, behind the scenes calendar movie."
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
He said he wants to, you know, advertise on Facebook and Instagram and all that other great stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So he sends me this clip, pretty raunchy clip, right?
Raunchy. I mean, by raunchy, I mean people are actually having sex.
No.
Okay, but then it's not raunchy. What is raunchy?
I said raunchy, not porn.
Okay, so we've established raunchy. So that means tits are out there, nipples present.
There's no no.
So what counts as raunchy? I don't know.
They're like in their underwear, prancing around, and he's
girls
like,
or boys?
Girls.
Okay, that's not raunchy. That's cheesecake. So raunchy is when you're simulating sex acts. So there's cheesecake, which is where you're showing the female form. Clothed, partially clothed, but with enough clothes for you to use your imagination.
Cover. Right.
Raunchy is when they're dressed the same, but there might be some drive, there may be some petting involved. I mean, they might be playing with their crotch or their bra, you know, in a suggestive way.
I think more of the director's vision was raunchy. He would like zoom in to a boob and zoom
that's,
out.
That, the, yeah, that, that's zoom that's called the male gaze in film studies. But yeah,
it's just
cheesecake done badly. I got it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I said I can't use this video.
Yeah,
you know, like not for anything mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need another one. So he never gave me the information to create a new video. I had to basically clean up the one that he gave me.
Yeah.
So I was able to do that. Took about 30 days for me to get...
Jesus.
Get it actually on somewhere. And it ended up being on Pornhub.
Do tell. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the only place that would take it. So Yahoo, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, none of them would show.
Sure.
What he had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their guidelines were so strict. You're talking about suggestion or even art.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't post a naked form.
Got it.
Excuse me. So we ended up putting it on, like I said, Pornhub.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. First off, advertising on Pornhub and some of those other sites, it's one agency that does it. And they're actually pretty cheap. Like, And what's crazy is that I got this guy's video up, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was supposed to pay me the money. He paid me half. Then after 30 days, I sent him, like I said, everything. His login.
You invoiced him.
His mm-hmm. No, his login, yeah, okay. His video, his advertisement, everything mm-hmm. that, you know, we were supposed to do. Then he said he wanted his money back. And I said, you not getting money back. I don't understand. He said he'll mm-hmm. just do it himself. I said that wasn't part of our contract, mm-hmm. in which that we verbally agreed on, and he had already paid me the deposit to start, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, long story short, he didn't want to pay me the rest of my money. Mm. He tried to break into the account for they're called Traffic Junkie. So break into my Traffic Junkie account so he can steal the ad mm-hmm. and start running the ad again because mm-hmm. I put it on pause. But one, in that 24 hours when his ad ran, he got 700,000 clicks. Mm. Mm-hmm. Not one was in the United States. Mm. Most of them was like Asian countries. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder, like, who's paying for these, like, OnlyFans and the porn stuff mm-hmm. to see certain stuff. Because these girls in these videos, I mean, I wanted some names and numbers because they want to make sure they were okay. They looked a little suspect.
You mean as suspect as in suspect. Like they were being held against the
wheel? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I can't believe we're laughing about this, but yeah.
No, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm laughing because I don't think they really were. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I would have, mm-hmm. you know, taken it to the authorities. But it was just look like not only was it, did they look like that they were being held against their will. Like, it was a film from 1972 mm-hmm. to teach you how mm-hmm. not to be caught. Right. And held against your will. Like mm-hmm. some kind of weird, I don't know. The video was very horrible. Mm-hmm. But whatever. You pay me to do a job, I'm going to do my job. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to pay me. Then he went to the Better Business Bureau and said, I paid her for 3 ads and she never gave me any. And I said, that wasn't part of our deal at all. Mm-hmm. Like, he just pulled that out the woodwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I applied. I did the paperwork to sue him civilly.
Yeah.
Right. And so I took it down to the court, filed it, and then People's Court contacted me.
Right.
Said, you want right. to do it? Because I said, yeah. They said, well, we'll pay you $500 to appear. Mm-hmm. And if you win, you know, we pay you and then we go collect after him. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. Because, I mean, I got a contract. Mm-hmm. I have what you call nowadays receipts. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got the receipts. We got the contracts. We got the text messages. Like, I know I'm good. Mm-hmm. And so we went through the whole People's Court thing. I won. The judge gave him a little bit of business. He wasn't talking crap. He didn't want none. Because at first, he was talking big crap.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I won. So it's an episode of People's Court that, like, keeps popping up randomly.
So you buried the lead. So you've been on People's Court?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole episode of People's Court?
There's a whole episode, and it's good, too. It's like can't believe it's TV, but it's actually real life what happened.
Who was the judge?
The Spanish one. What is
the Spanish
name?
One?
She's Spanish.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I don't know.
Marilyn, what's her name?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I got a job. I don't watch that shit.
Oh, I forgot her name. I love her too. Yeah. She's great.
I thought it might have been the black woman who's from Cleveland. I saw her not the other day, but not long ago. She was a Giant Eagle. I was like, girl, what you buying grapes for?
Yeah.
I guess judges got to get grapes too. But you buried the lead, my G. So wait, did he who will not be named, did he go with you?
No, it was Zoom.
It was Zoom.
Yes, it was even better. Because
when I've done that kind of TV, like I did the Larry Elder show.
Yeah.
And they flew me out to L.A. This is back
tell
in
the Larry day. Tell Larry I said hello.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell Larry you said hello. Larry needs to just lay off the Botox. But that was a while ago. That was back in the day when I was a kid. I'm not a young anymore, but when I was, I wished I was a kid again. That's the wrong lyric. I'm sorry. But who even remembers that song? Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
But some days I just wish I was a kid again.
Yeah, nobody remembers that dude. That dude's probably working at Wendy's. Anyway.
Well, yeah, we can find out, the internet's one of those places.
And Wendy's a good job. Hmm. Free food. That chicken sandwich is the bomb.
What? See?
Yeah, let me see. Look at you. Look at that ass nigga. That's
the judge right there.
I can't. How did this slip through the transom? I didn't know that you were on People's Court. Do you have a link to the, is it on YouTube or something?
I think, okay, so here's the thing about it, right?
Yeah.
They said they were going to air it once.
Yeah.
They've ended up airing it three times.
Of course.
They won't put a link up. And mm-hmm. I think it's because they keep getting good credit. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And I want it. Everybody wants it. Everybody want to see it.
Is it up on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get back your Instagram. But see, you need some cheesecake on your Instagram. I'm sorry.
She gave him a little bit of business.
Wow. Holy shit, man. You're famous. You're hood famous anyway. Those are niggas. Look at you. Damn, you all made up and shit. You look like you do on the night that we met at the Black Tail That is a pretty picture. Can I have a copy of that? It's on your site.
It's on Instagram.
I will go to the gram. It's on the ST.
Nope.
It's on the other one. Yeah, I know the other one. I'm not giving that one up. Yeah, I'm on that one.
My personal page.
Right. So wow. We learned so much about you this episode. Wow. You're like a whole movement in this. Holy shit. Who knew? Oh my God. I can't believe. I'm so happy. Oh wow. This episode turned out so much better than I thought. I knew it was gonna be the bomb, but I didn't know it was gonna be like crazy. You got me over here crying. This is hilarious. But I'm so happy, Shalira Taylor, that you paid us yet another visit. You know, you're home. You always have a home here in Conversation for Adults. So actually I'm hoping because this is a thing. Yeah. Some people come back here with their people. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we can get he who will not be named to come back with you next time.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You don't sound confident that will happen.
No, never would that happen.
Well, maybe. Don't say never.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, famous last words. No. This is like the time. No. This is like the time you said, Trump supporters try to take the Capitol. That'll never happen.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But I also didn't say that.
Okay. Okay. I didn't say that.
No, I mean, you know, he's more like a...
He's low-key.
I was going to say, what's his name?
Introvert.
Thank y'all for coming out. Good night.
Oh, yeah. He's that dude. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He might change your mind. He might just want to. He just might want to meet the nigga that's doing like. Let me. I need to meet them. Yeah, I mean, that's how black.
He be sitting right there.
Yeah, that's how niggas think. They be like, oh, you been on this nigga's show? How many times? I need to go meet this motherfucker. just on principle.
Where is the show?
Just on principle. Yeah, home? Yeah. That's.
Oh, they ain't at the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part. That yeah, part. Yeah. He be over here like, how you doing? Right.
No,
right.
He not gonna say nothing on the radio. He'd just be.
On the radio. We're not on the radio.
Whatever. What on the mics, on the ones and twos, on these.
Scratching my mic.
Whatever this is.
It's a microphone. Shalira Taylor, Politico entrepreneur. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks.
On Conversation for Adults. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
The number you have dialed has been changed.